this morning. We're honored to have a former mayor here, and that's Ben White. He immediately walks in. You know, the trappings of the office of mayor of College Station are pretty cool. You get up close parking right behind council chamber, so you can run out when they're angry at you.
Which I did a lot.
Yeah, you do get to have the first piece of pizza that they have during the food that they have there, and then you get to come in now, and we do. We call it the mayor chair.
Great. I mean,
this is a fancy chair.
This is just not any small town operation we have here.
This is the chair that in fact, Neil Bortz used to sit in, and we bought it, and it's, you know, we won it. That's right. We auctioned it, but it's a neutral posture chair. It was built in Bryan, and it's got every adjustment possible.
I see his autograph right here on the back. This
matter
is great.
Of fact, so what in the world brings you in here today?
Well, I'm here representing the city's 75th anniversary committee. Believe it or not, the city of College Station is going to be 75 years old. As of October the 19th.
Okay.
The committee wants to have a party, and that's what we're working on. So this is more or less a save the date visit here.
Okay, yeah.
So people keep in mind, we had to sort of schedule our event around home Aggie football, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
So we finally locked in on the 15th and the 16th of November. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, let me just share that on the 15th out at the Bachman South Park complex.
Yeah.
We're going to have in the evenings, that's a Friday, homecoming and, you know, food, drink, games. People can come and reminisce and just have a good time. And then beginning on about 10 o'clock the next day, Saturday the 16th, out at the Bush Library, we're going to start with an old-timey car show, the old cars from that era, the 1937 mm-hmm. era. We're going to be on display. The Bush Library has cooperated greatly, and they're giving us, for a three-month period, 3,000 square feet of exhibit space. So we'll have a history of College Station exhibit for 3,000 feet for about 90 days.
Good.
So that will be good. And then in the evening on the 16th, Saturday the 16th, we'll have the normal, you know, introduction of guests and some speeches and some more entertainment, live entertainment, refreshments, and more fellowship.
Okay. Well, again, it's a great opportunity. We've talked about when you have people who are still alive, who are older than the city, to capture that history is so important.
Well, you know, Scott, it is. And for me, as, quote, the new kid on the block, I've been in town 12 years, but to just listen to some of these people on the committee who were born and raised here back in the 30s and the 40s, and it's just amazing to hear the history and how it has progressed over the years.
Yep, so exactly.
It's great.
Great, good fun. Now, do y'all have a website, someplace to go? Where do they need it if they want to get some more information or be a part of this?
Well, yeah, they can go to the city website, and there's a link there for it. Plus, also, I would encourage, and this can be free to everyone, obviously, but we need some sponsorship money for our exhibits that we're going to be constructing out of the Bush Library. So if people, businesses that have been here for years and years or just recently in College Station want to support the effort, they need to call the city secretary, and she will get a sponsorship packet out to them, and we would appreciate very, very much any contributions that people could make.
Okay, there you go. It's October the 19th, and that weekend ought to be a great time as we celebrate 75 years.
15th, 16th of November.
Okay. Oh, November. I'm sorry. I got the date wrong. Okay. Yeah, say it again for me.
The 15th and 16th of November.
Okay.
The 19th of October is the actual date of incorporation back in 1937.
Got it. There you go. Yeah. It's Ben White, the former mayor. Thanks for coming in this morning,
Ben.
You
bet. Thank you.